say a few words, because 13 years is a long time. That's why I've got a lot of notes. And when I was sort of thinking about what I was going to say, and Paul has touched it a little bit, is that looking at the orchestra, I see my life. For example, if you go back to the early and middle 1960s, I met John Hawkins, Sue, and Colin, who were all members of the then Hall Churches Orchestra, which became the Havering Havering. Then he moved into the Symphony Orchestra. And so that was the first thing. Then 10 years later, I came back to teach in Havering, and I talked at Games, and there was Janice, who's guessing on the tips today, and she was in the Havering Youth Training Orchestra, as it was called at that time, along with Graham, and with Jay, who I also taught, and Kate. Is there anything I'm missing? Oh, yes, I knew there was somebody else. And now as well. Oh, Mark, yes, Mark. Just stop that. No, anyway. And then, of course, they were with that. And of course, the frame also did with John again. And I won't go through all the decades because I don't want to bore you to death, but it's quite interesting. So Graham has always sat at some point in an orchestra of Havering on my right hand side. I've been very blessed over the years, as I've been given the opportunity to conduct so many musical ensembles around here. I mean, to be mentioned, the Mr. Bart Society, St. Andrews, and latterly the ACO. And I've conducted some fantastic pieces of music. When I was a student at the Royal College, we had a lecturer who was taking us through conducting various things. And he said, now when you conduct this piece, and I sat there going, yeah, that's going to happen. but it has, and it's been absolutely fantastic. It's quite humbling in a way. The lovely thing about this group of people is that everyone gets on so very well with everybody else, which, believe me, is not always the case in orchestras necessarily. And the most important thing is to enjoy playing their instruments to the best of their ability, and they don't become too vexed if some pattern does not play just so. And they try hard, yes, but most of all, we're to have fun, and that's how I've always performed, viewed performing anyway. Over the last 13 years, we've produced some very well-known orchestral repertoire, but I think the most exciting piece, as far as I was concerned, is Copland's Appalachian Spring. Remember that? And it's a very, very difficult piece with lots of time changes and technical difficulties. A number of people thought it was a bit of a gamble. And maybe I'd lost my mind, actually. But I've never been afraid of a musical challenge, anyway. And we had a pretty good go. And after the concert, everyone was very excited and pleased with the result. But of course, the point is, if you do something that is difficult like that, it gives you the opportunity to develop and improve. And that's what the idea behind all these things is. Now, there are a number of people that I must thank. First of all the different leaders of the orchestra over the years. There was Donna, Jay May, Harris, probably known a bit from time to time, and recently, of course, Nadia, who have all done a fantastic job and been a really great support and encouragement to me. Then there's the orchestral committee. Our miscommittee meetings, they're always fun. But they do work extremely hard, keeping the whole thing running smoothly. Well, at least on the surface. I'm deliberately not going to mention everyone, but I've got to mention some particular people. And first of all, the various chairs. There was Mike Ewing for the first time. He's moved away, so I don't think he's here. But there's also Joan, and who did a stirring job. And in recent years, of course, Paul, who's spoken to us this evening. And they've steered the orchestra through some very interesting periods, and it's been amazing. Then there's, of course, Carol, who I forgot earlier, but I'm going to get mentioned now, who's our secretary. Who works tirelessly doing all sorts of things, from booking venues to organising refreshments, getting pianos organised. What else? Too much, but she does a wonderful job. And then there's Colin,
our treasurer,
who keeps the orchestral finances in order and firmly in control. and then there's Graham, who spent years booking extra players for our concerts when we've needed them. And while I mention that, I'd like to thank all the extras here tonight, and can we give them a round of applause? But it's also right that I should thank you, the audience. Many of you turn up regularly to give the orchestra the support, concert by concert, and I can assure you it is very much appreciated by everybody here. Right, I'm nearly finished. People over the last few months have asked me if I were misconducting the orchestra and why I decided to go. The answer is yes, of course I'll miss it, because, and I know I'm going to feel quite emotional after the concert. And it's going to feel very strange when rehearsals begin again next term. But I'm sure that will soon pass, particularly if it's snowing on the first one. But there's nothing more exciting than standing up here and directing others to produce a performance. But last year, when Judith, my wife, who you've just seen opening presents with me, was unwell, it really did put our life into perspective a little bit. And we realised that life really was sort of revolving around 2 hours rehearsal a week. And we felt that balance probably wasn't really good. So we had to talk about it, and this is why I came to my decision. But there's also the other side, because without trying to sound morbid, I've always believed that everybody has their time to enjoy this, doing these sorts of things and taking these opportunities. I also believe when you get to a certain age, it's wrong to keep going when there are younger people behind you itching to make their mark. And that is, after all, how we all develop as human beings. So whoever my successor is, I wish them well and hope they will enjoy the position as much as I have. So finally, to the orchestra, thank you for all your hard work and friendship over the years, for making rehearsals a fun time. Yes, a fun time. For picking me up when I make a mistake. Don't you? Thank you very much. And for putting up with my sense of humour and occasionally watching. So thank you all very much. Should we just play some Tchaikovsky?